is actually the second part of a larger survey that began earlier in the spring, where we started to collect information from tourists visiting six islands, so from Tory and Armagh and Donegal to Inishbofin and the three Aran Islands in County Galway. And now we move to the second stage of the survey, which is collecting information from the island residents themselves. And the information we'll be collecting from the residents is to get their own perspectives on tourism on the islands, even throughout the year, the different seasons and so on, their own experiences with it, how they interact with it themselves, and also their own opinions on, you know, how tourism impacts their own lives on the islands, but not just their own lives directly, but also their own environment and also the culture. Cultural fabric of the islands themselves.
And we have seen a number of islands in Donegal roll out tourism initiatives, but I suppose there are positives and negatives to this. As you say, you want to hear from the community how this is impacting on their daily lives.
Yeah, and I guess the main purpose of bringing more islands in under the study is that once we have all the information collected, it will allow islands to compare with one another based on how they're performing in certain areas. But this particular model that we're using to collect the information, as I said, we collect it from the tourists, from the residents, and then the final stage is collecting it from the actual businesses that engage with tourism directly. This will give us an overall picture, really, of not just the economic benefit of tourism to the islands, but also the cost of servicing tourism on the islands, the cost to the environment on the islands, and the cost to the local culture and so on. Five of the islands that we're studying are Irish-speaking islands. So, for example, it would be important to ask the question of the residents, you know, how do they feel tourism impacts their own language on the islands? You know, does it help to support it? Does it diminish it in any kind of way? And that's just one of the elements that we focus on. We have over 40 different indicators that we're measuring right throughout, everything from environmental to sociocultural to economic. So it's definitely the broadest study that's been done to date of the islands. And again, as I said, because we have six islands in it, it will allow each island to compare with one another. And then, I guess, in the end, the purpose of it is it will allow for evidence-based planning. So, you know, decisions can be made on a local basis, but also on a regional basis through the county councils and on a national basis through Fáilte Ireland as well, to have more of a coherent approach to, you know, sustainable tourism planning for the islands themselves.